Blog Talk Radio. going up, hoes going ham. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Those going up, hoes going ham. Those going up, hoes going ham. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy.
Geechee Liberace, Doughboy in Versace. Came from Beefaroni, all I see is lobster. Lamborghini lover, keep my bitches stopping. I pay them boys to do it, keep my record flawless. May run for state attorney just to free my dog. I chose to run the streets until I was a boss. Don't call it your house until you paid it out. I pay up for a mouth just like a round of golf. I try to stay in shape, I'm saying it count once. Red Lamborghini, bitch, you know I'm driving one. Niggas buying pussy, boss buying pussy. I could buy the club, boss buying tussies. Diamonds on my neck, call me KOD. I just want her for a neck, so I pay the fee.
I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Doors going up, hoes going ham. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy.
Now bought my Lamborghini, I paid cash, nigga. Crack money, got it out the stash, nigga. I got a need for speed, I'm in the sports car. I fuck up fences like I did my sports car. I'ma let you niggas buy the pussy. I make tip up for the head, then I keep it pushing. Home chasing that bag, 200 on my dash. I'm 200 with my niggas, they 200 with me back. Bitch, you bad and I know it. In your undercore, you gon' be strippin', sellin' pussy till you make it to the ball. And my bitches be exotic. I pull up in the hood and some white, so exotic. All set for Giotti and the mate. Back grind with my mate. Back squad in the kitchen, cooking up into the yay. Jump hard, bitch.
I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Doors going up, hoes going ham. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Doors going up, hoes going ham. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy.
My campaign sit Bel-Air. I smoke till no air there. Them monkey niggas some Care Bears. I'm soaking on my tear gas. My mind look like real glass. Fuck feelings, I feel cash. I tuck ceilings and peel pasture. Plastic cars and steel ratchets. Turning cunts, real castles. Double M, real bastards. Body count, real caskets. Pimping on the Cleopatra. Just money, me and matches. AK, weedin' ashes. MIA, me in action. Don't turn this into a reenactment. I'm just trying to be a real rapper. Still sliding, see about you. Try fucking with me and my shit. Nah, that's that Vietnam shit. Fuck that BMI shit. I got me a Kia Mashi. Plus that Beamadachi. Arrivederci. Ain't no pleading mercy. Just Lambo fleeing mercy. Break bitches, peeing purses. Fuck hoes and they reimburse me.
Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Those go up, hoes going ham. Those go up, hoes going ham. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy.
Damn, little mama. You know you thick as hell, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, after the club, you know what I'm talking about? Me and my niggas gonna be together, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about them really, though. I'm just looking at you. Shit, you know. You got them big ass hips, god damn.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes wanna peek and round. I see you, girl. Coming down from the ceiling. Yeah, you know what she doing. Doing that right thing. Need to get her over to my crib and do that night thing.
I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing, that's molding. I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going.
Peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your boy Jonah Bay, man. What's popping? Hope everything's well with y'all. Man, I'm really busy, you know, getting stuff ready for this father and daughter dance that me and my daughter's going to, you know, Friday. Plus, she's going on a field trip, too. But, you know, this father and daughter dance is like a prom for her. You know what I mean? And, you know, she's 7 years old. But what you do today kind of sets the pace for her later on in life. You know what I mean? How, you know, it's said that your daughter's first boyfriend is her dada. So if you spend quality time with your daughter and all that, man, it assures that she's really going to grow up great and have, you know, a great life. So very important you put that time in. I've been putting that time in, you know, and getting ready for that for Friday, which reminds me, I probably won't be on the radio Friday because I got to do that. But anyway, yeah, what's going on with y'all? I know I've been gone for a minute. I've been handling, you know, family stuff and all that, you know. And then I was getting my whip game together, you know what I mean, for all of y'all.
Thanks for the shout out and all that. I put it up on Instagram, the Aston Martin scene, what it looked like now. You know, I got it. You know, I had to get it done to my taste. So I went and got it wrapped and, you know, got a lot of new stuff put on it. So now it's just like, whoo, that fire head turner is crazy. You know what I mean? That like brownish color really wasn't, you know, my style. So I did that. And which reminds me, you know, we about to go to dinner. So I'm only going to be on for an hour today. You know what I mean? I wanted to go into Charlie Sprinkle with y'all and really break down the lawsuits. By the way, I haven't forgotten. I'm going to be setting up to do that webinar on the trust indenture and tie it back into United States trust indenture, how they did it with their unincorporated corporation. So we got that webinar coming up. It's another webinar I got to do right now. It escapes my mind, which that other one is, which I promised to do. Anybody that's in the chat that remember, just let me know which was the other one I was promising. But I am aware that today is Consultation Wednesday, so I'm probably going to just open up this call line because I'm sure y'all probably got a lot of questions because I ain't been on for a little minute, man. I had shit to do. You know, I got commerce and stuff to do with other businesses and, like I said, the stuff with my family. So let me open up call line, see what's going on out there. Let me talk to 813-431. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Johnny Bay. How you doing, brother?
Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful myself, man. It's glad to hear you, man. I ain't heard you in a while, man. It's glad to hear your voice.
Yeah. You know, people was like, man, everyone hit me up. Yo, you gonna be on tonight? Yeah, I'm coming on tonight. Sometimes, you know, y'all don't need me on. Y'all, you know, y'all can go into
the archives
and really, you know.
I was in the other day listening to an old show Nationality, how you're breaking down the tribes, 12 tribes. That was dope. That was definitely that was needed. You know, and the other webinar was Shelf Corps. You're gonna do the LLCs.
Yeah, there it is, Shelf Corps. Thank you. I'm like, yo, I know it was something I promised, and it's important. I just can't remember. Yeah, I'm gonna do the Shelf Corp webinar, show y'all exactly how to set up some shelf corps, show y'all how to sell them shelf corps, or if you're trying to do a business, you might want to buy a shelf corp yourself now just to start off one of your businesses so it can have, you know, a history.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to set that up.
That's dope what you're doing with your daughter. You know, I wish I'd have got mine a little earlier, but, you know, we spent our quality time together on the weekend. I had her banking out some CPN numbers this weekend. I ain't made man yet, man. She banged out five in like 10 minutes. I'm like, stop, just stop. It ain't a fluke no more, stop. You know.
Oh, man, like, that's real quality time. And getting her prepared for commerce, man, that is dope.
Definitely. So we all got one now. So we all straight. Yeah, let me get to the question. I know you ain't going to be on long, okay. So I don't want to hold everybody up, man. I just got some non-UCC check marks. You know, I just need to make sure. When I send it to Lamar County, I got to send a copy of my authenticated birth certificate with the...
What's the name? They don't need the original.
Okay, so I'll take a copy of that. And just send the little one that's not authenticated. I could send that one to them, and they'll send that one back.
Right. You can send your original. They'll send the original back. It's, you know. I remember,
yeah, I want to send my original.
I know people who have, and they had no problem getting it back, right? You know, me, myself, when I did mine, remember, I went to the county myself, and I did mine in Newton County. So I've never mailed it, but since I've been teaching y'all, plenty of people have mailed their originals, and they get it back.
And with the copyright, you just put all that stuff and the DBAs in the copyright, and that's your copyright.
Say again?
And whatever else. All the stuff you put in, in the copyright, you put all that information with the DBAs and all the other information on the straw man. It's on your copyright. I remember you saying you don't remember what you put in
it. Your DBA. You definitely won't put your DBA. You put your affidavit of copyright in there. And yeah, that's it.
How about the declaration of name change? Can I put that in there also on the copyright?
You don't need to. Remember, the name, the new name is brand new. It has nothing to do with the corporation called the United States. So they're not going to try to use it or anything else.
Okay. All right, Jonah. That was my 10-4. I just needed that clarification before I send off. I appreciate what you do, man. Enjoy daughter-daddy time, man. And peace to the God, man.
Right. All right. Peace, God. All right. That was a very nice call right there. I don't know if y'all know this, but I put in the chat a herb that I'm putting y'all on to, right? And the herb is vervain and blue vervain, right? So the blue vervain gets rid of the high blood pressure and all that, right? It also helps and gets rid of acne. It gets rid of headaches, right? And it's very cheap. Actually, a lot of your high blood pressure pills and all that got vervain in it, blue vervain. Now, for all y'all people that's having problems sleeping and stuff like that, you want to just get vervain. Vervain helps you sleep. It helps your liver, your kidneys. It combats mood swings, depression, and you know, it's good for helping your digestive systems. For the women, urinary tract infections. Yeah, y'all. Y'all definitely just get up on that. Have that right there in your medicine cabinet and all that. I said, you know, at least once, twice a month, I'm going to work on giving y'all those herbs, too, so y'all can, you know, get your body right. So hopefully y'all gonna jump on that. Of course, I'm not getting no one's paying me to say it and all that. I'm giving y'all this information, so you know, keep yourself rich in health. You know what I mean? What's the point of having money if you ain't got that health? I'm going back to the call line. I'm going to 510-812. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace.
What up, God?
Man, just tuning in.
Trying to
get my commerce up too.
No doubt. So how's your day been, man? What you do today?
It's been cool. Just working, running some errands, and then after about 10 class, I'm gonna do some reading for a couple hours.
So, what'd you put your hand up for today, man? What'd you want to talk about?
So, I had two questions. One was with the whole court procedures and stuff like that. I know you always point us to the federal rules and then to the chancery book, but I wanted to know if it was besides those two, is it any good ones? Is there any good ones for
put put your mouth to the phone. Whatever you doing, stop doing that, because you going in and out. It might be just your phone, because I swear to God, I can't hear you. It's going in and out.
You can't hear me?
First of all, when you're talking about court procedures, man, yeah, you got go to the federal rules of procedure. That's the easiest one to find. And the second one is you can't use the federal rules of procedure. You got to use your state's rules and procedures. Now, the thing about the Chancery Book, it gives you all the laws that they codified, all the rules that they codified. So it gives you a greater understanding of those rules. That's it right there. Keep it simple. You know what I mean? Don't make it too hard. You ain't trying to be a lawyer anyway. You just trying to know the law where they can't mess with you.
And then for the non-UTC, would you?
I'm sorry, bro. I really can't hear you. I'm hearing every other word. So I'm sorry. I'm going to move on to the next caller. I've been straining to hear you and answer your questions. You got to get somewhere with a better connection.
All right.
Now, that's crazy. You say all right, and I hear you perfectly. You know what I mean? Anything else, it's going in and up. That's crazy. Peace, God. They blocking his communications today, man. I normally don't have no problem talking to him. I'm going to 303-946. Peace to God.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly. What's going on?
Man, peace to the God. Man, I've been trying to contact you, Alice, but I want to get straight into it because I value these times, you know? So,
right.
When I'm filling out the application for the IDP, when it asks me what country do I put down, Panama?
You can put that. You can put whatever country you want.
So it's still going to work if I have the Panamanian joint and then the IDP, if I use United States of America.
Yes. It'll still work without the map. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, would you saying that? Let me make an announcement real quick. Hey, y'all. The private IDs are shut down right now. I'm getting up with my man tomorrow to see how we can come up with a plan to get it done again. But right now, it's shut down. Please do not send it to that address in Michigan. Because what they're going to do, that mailbox is going to hold your money and mail it back whenever the hell they want. They're not going to forward it to me. So what you're doing is jamming up your money there. Okay? Do not try to get the private ID right now. So I will let y'all know when it's back up and popping, but the private IDs are up and popping right now. And tell your friends if they don't know. Yo, this is why y'all got to jump on shit. Yo, things change, people change, everything change.
Yo, that's crazy because I was actually about to send mine off to you tomorrow.
I already know when you said IDP, my nigga.
Crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Yo, it's right, people that's hit me up talking about, yo, man, how long this ID gonna take? You know, they didn't send money since March. I'm like, yo, man, that shit blocked, man. They ain't sending me that mail, man. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I never got nothing from you.
All right, fuck. I'm just going to have to do some rituals on the back end. But I got another question.
Well, like I said, my man was trying to meet with me today, but I was like, yo, I'm on the radio. You know what I mean?
Cool.
So,
it's on the way. It's on the way.
I was like, yo, we meet up tomorrow, so we working on it. Peace, God. Right, peace,
cool.
Everyone.
Yo. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, so I'm about to buy a crib real soon. More than I know. Real cheap in the hood. I think got like $1,200 or like $900.
Nigga, I stayed by
the county.
My nigga.
I stay looking for properties
under $10,000, and I go in there and buy them shit in cash and bling them out, hold them until someone comes and buys
them. Indeed. So my question was, I'm actually, you know, I'm a young man, you know, I just turned 26. I'm about to my first house, so I want to fix it up. So I was wondering, how can I basically not be able to pay the taxes at the county that is owed? Can I do that by transferring it to the religious unincorporated trust?
By putting it in a trust, yes.
What documents would I need?
You're going to have to buy it outright. You're going to have to own it.
Right. I got the, you know, the title, getting the title is nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't, you know, I'm paying cash for it, so all is well.
Yeah. So, yeah, you put it in a trust. Trusts don't pay taxes. They're not U.S. citizens.
You're right. So I wouldn't even have to do the Homestead Exemption Act.
It is a part of the Homestead Exemption Act. But, all right, let
me
tell you.
So the Homestead Exemption Act is public?
No. Shit, the public don't even know about the Homestead. That shit's right inside your Constitution. But how it works for me is put the house into the trust. Then it was some paperwork we had to fill out on a state level and put the name of the trust on that paperwork. And then that's how we got out of it. You know what I mean? I have to look up in my files and find the paperwork that was done, but I did it right online. Matter of fact, I was sitting in a vegan restaurant eating breakfast when I did it. You know what I mean? But I gotta look for the paperwork and give you the name of the form so you can look it up, and then you can probably take it to your state and ask them if they have the same one.
Okay, I'm gonna be looking up that shit tonight anyway.
Okay, got you.
All right, so the IDs is on hold for now. Okay, so another question is, how can I be able to travel internationally with my authenticated birth certificate? How does that process work?
Cannot. You can't. No.
Can you domestically?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how does that shit work? Because my passport is about to expire next month, and I don't want
to
get another one.
You're supposed to be working on getting that certificate of non-citizen national following that. But all you do is have some type of face picture with the same name and show me birth certificate. That's how you do it.
Okay.
It can be an aspired one altogether. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Now, before 9/11, you could travel internationally with your birth certificate. Remember, it's your birth certificate that actually gets you a passport, right?
Yeah, passport.
Since
9/11,
that was one of the things they wanted from the 9/11 shit to restrict your travel. So they got away with that bullshit.
Okay. Another question. So, you know, my passport is about to expire. So what should I have done before I go get the certificate of U.S. national, U.S. citizenship?
What do you mean?
Like, what are the prerequisites before I get to that step, before I do
mean,
that?
You
understand?
You could kind of get it right off the rip, but like I said, man, I tell y'all, man, personally, you're supposed to at least have your injunction done. You're supposed to at least have all them bills out of your name. Work's going to be in private. You know what I mean?
Okay, well.
A lot of people been jumping steps, man. And I don't know how that's all going to work out. You know what I mean?
Right. That's not how it was designed.
You understand, if I never did it that way, I don't.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One more question. One more quick question. I'll let you know. I'm at work from there as well. When I'm doing the 8832s for the state transparent, you know, so to make the my 98 to put under the holding court, I don't have to utilize the 2848 and the 56 when I'm doing that process.
No.
Okay. Cool. Oh yeah. That's
absolutely not.
Indeed.
All right, then. Peace
to the God.
All right, I'm going to 67770. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, nice to talk to you. Finally get through the line.
That's what's up.
So listen, I got a quick question about doing the estate. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're married, when you do the estate, on the last name section, do you do maiden name hyphen married name?
No, because they're looking for the name that's connected to the social, right? And if you haven't connected your married name to that social, that's a no.
I have.
But if you did,
I have.
Okay, if you did, you're going to give them the married name, not your original name.
Okay, because the birth certificate has the maiden name on it, so that's why I was confused about that when I do this.
Online. You're doing the estate. That is strictly based on what's connected to the social.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds good. So I'm at work.
Right,
and I had to run out the back door, so I just wanted to get that cleared up.
Okay. What's up?
Thank you, Jonah.
Peace, God. No doubt. All right. You know, moving along, I'm going to 407-668. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah. Hey, what up, God?
What up, God? It's popping.
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't enjoying the beautiful weather in Florida, man.
Amazing.
Right on.
For sure. I appreciate you, man. I want to give you much respect, shout outs, you know, all the time when I get to speak to you. You know what I'm saying? Much love, man. I thank you for what you do for the people. For sure. Definitely changed my life. Second thing, I want to get to, I got a case ongoing. I wanted to get into some of the details, but I don't want to spend too much time. I was trying to do a motion to, notice of removal, right? But here in my state, I'm in Florida, right? In the judiciary department, it said the judiciary powers of the state shall be vested in the Supreme Court, Circuit Court, Criminal Courts, County Courts, and County Judges and Justices of the Peace, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is the Circuit Court, Circuit Criminal. Now, I did a motion to recuse the judge. I just recently went to court today for a motion to dismiss for lack of speedy trial. Me and Joey was going over that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I put an affidavit in support of that motion for lack of speedy trial. And I pretty much just stated everything the judge took notice to. First, the judge, today I told him to his face, you know, you took judicial notice of the 1885 Constitution. Speedy trial is Section 3 of Declaration of Rights. Trial by jury is Section 11 of that same Constitution, and you violated both of them. So I just read it out. You didn't even look at me, you know. I read that out, but I'm still going
Let me
through
ask,
it.
Did you put in your denial of being a U.S. citizen?
Jonah, I put in everything. I got it all the paperwork in front of me. Denial
so
U.S. citizen.
This dude sounds like He's a magistrate. He doesn't know the law, so he's not following it. Have you CC'd the copies to the real judge, the head judge of that county?
Jonah, all right. Pete, this real quick. Let me read this real quick. Motion to recuse judge for not following the Florida Constitution. January 22nd. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, Jonah. Yes.
You hit up the head judge.
Chief Judge Frederick J. Lawton. All right. Yes.
Okay. Now, did you hit up the Attorney General?
I see.
When they're violating that Constitution, you got to snitch.
You've been telling me that, and I've been doing
that. Yeah, I believe in snitching
on. I've been getting my dose of snitching, man.
I believe in snitching, man. I ain't doing the snitching that 6ix9ine did, but I'm snitching.
No, I feel you, 100. And I'm holding my record. I'm bringing my own stenographer, as always. They hate me for that.
You're going to be all right. Yeah. You got to understand, I told y'all, the worst people we come in contact is people who don't know the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, but what happens is when you go in for appeal, they just get rid of that shit because they seen all the shit that he did wrong.
And yeah, that's what I'm waiting to get here. They dragging that shit.
I know. Y'all motherfuckers be trying to win before the appeal. Y'all like, fuck that appeal. I want it now.
Listen, Jonah, I've been dealing with this shit since October, going in and out of court since October 2018.
Okay, That's not a long time. I remember I was having the same conversation with Eternity, right? He was going to court for that drug shit for a year and a half, 2 years, and then he won.
Yeah, for sure. I already won.
Yeah, it take that long, B.
I feel you. I already won. I'm just trying to get to close it so he can make a ruling so we go to appeals. But he, like, purposely stagnating that shit and doing all types of fuck shit. I'm complaining to the chief judge. I'm snitching on everybody. What kind of shit y'all got going on in this court?
He tried to wait to see if you fuck up, to make you fuck up. You know what I mean? And then he
got me on one up.
They also trying to work that magic on you. Just make sure you stay with that frankincense and myrrh. Put it on your head. Put it on your paperwork, and do the spiritual cleanse, man. Start cleaning your aura.
You were talking about that the other day, for sure. I'm gonna definitely get on that because they definitely using the magic on me. But I'm rocking it.
You gotta be blessed up, man. You gotta have that frankincense and myrrh. Our ancestors been using that for eons to protect themselves against that magic.
No doubt, God. No doubt. I ain't gonna hug up no more time on that indenture we were just talking about.
I'm doing everything right. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just takes time, my nigga. Well, if they think they can do magic, they keep on trying to test you. You know what I mean? So now I would tell you to work on the spiritual. I told you know, Eternity saying it worked out. And this nigga got caught with drugs. You see what I'm saying?
Word life. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very well, for sure. You know what I mean? I want to ask you something else real quick, Jonah. I know it's a little bit a part of the indenture, but like setting up, you know, we setting up unincorporated businesses. Now, we was just talking about like doing contracts with either members of that business trust.
Right.
You know, maybe other members, you know, different, what's the best, you know, structure? You know, you don't want to undercut yourself or go over top. You want to know the game, per se, of how that's, you know, contracts are dealt with trust. You know what I'm saying?
The contract with the trust is done under the trust indenture, and it's also done with your res or your trust certificates. and trust the certificates is issued on how the person is situated in the trust. I mean, did they do a lot of work? They get bigger number of trust certificates and all that. But, you know, you really, to get a real clear answer, you're going to have to wait for that fucking webinar.
Yeah, right. That's why I figured that. But, you know, it's all good. I'm patient. I'm going to be waiting for that. But, Jonah, I ain't going to hold no more time. Much love, brother. Peace to the God, family.
All right, peace, bro. All right, all right. That was an interesting call right there, too, man. I'm going to 708-743. Peace to the God. Peace. God.
Peace to the God. What's the word, God?
Oh, man. You know,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm out here working on this 9-to-5, too.
Oh, sound like you're driving. I would have thought you was driving somewhere with the beep beep.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm driving. I'm doing commerce for somebody else. Trying to get my commerce set up.
No doubt. I mean, that's how you start. How you started. That's
true.
How I started.
True.
You can't just jump in. Automatically knowing how to do commerce, man. That shit.
Right. Yeah, I know it's a process, man. I'm trying to get it all together. I don't really got too much. Got a couple questions.
Okay. What you got? What's going on? All
right. Okay. I was trying to open up the account with the state. I was trying to do it online, and but they wouldn't let me do it because I was on the application. It was asking me, was I a U.S. citizen? And knowing from your teachings, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to put no, but they was like, I can't do the app because I would have to be,
you know,
a U.S. citizen. So I had to come inside.
They're not letting you do that online. Let's say, for instance, wifey from England, right? She can't open up online joint. She got to go into the bank and show them a foreign passport to get that open. You'll never be able to do that online.
Okay. So with that being said, when I go inside, and they were asking me that.
Back in the days, I opened up my estate account with the ID from the what the fuck is it called? That shit in Washington, the Passport Services.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
No, I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah, it's just what is it? What's another name for it? What's the name passport? The one that Mos Def got caught with trying to travel with, and they grabbed them. World passport.
The real passport.
Yeah, I opened up my account with the world passport, you know what I mean? And saying I was a Moor and all that. I had no problems. But they ain't letting you do that now. So the way I told y'all now to open up that account is you got to go get a DBA for the estate, right? And then open it like it's a business.
Okay.
Understand? That's
gotcha.
How you're going to do
gotcha.
It first. All right. And that means you're going to have to send your in there. See, you got to understand, you can't go in there because if you go in there and they hear the word estate, they think you dead. Right? So you got to send someone else in for you to open up the account as a trustee. That's what you want to do. All right?
Okay, so when I do that, will I need a declaration of trust to go along with that that says that this my trustee is,
of course,
you know, here to do this and that?
It's not a.
Okay.
Of course you're gonna have to do that. That's why I gave all that declaration of trust.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
See, all of that is inside the car trust webinar. That's the one that will break it down how you open up that account.
All right, I got to grab that then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bet. Okay. Shit, I had another question, but I can't even remember it right now. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, yeah, I'm gonna just leave it at that then. If I'm gonna just end up grabbing a consultation with you, and man, enjoy talking to you as always. You know.
For sure, for sure. Peace, God. Enjoy your day at work.
All right, God. Peace.
Peace. All right, I'm going to 850-590. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, what's up, man? Peace to God.
What up, God? Peace to the God to you too, man.
Good.
Salam.
Back on.
Salam.
Hey. Oh, yes. Got a couple questions.
What up?
Well, for one thing, man, my mother got this letter out of the blue from the IRS.
Your mother something IRS.
Got this letter out of the blue from the IRS.
Word?
Say,
what,
yeah, just say this is a reply to your correspondence we received August 2017, and she hasn't sent them anything.
2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell is this?
That's crazy, crazy.
And it's a bunch of, you know, now. I admit she hasn't filed since then either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing. She hasn't sent them no correspondence. I'm going to write them back and ask them what correspondence they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be a genius.
I'd put on it no contract and send that shit back.
Oh, I definitely was going to see that. But don't even correspond with it?
No, they're trying to get y'all to get into a contract, man.
Yeah, because they even got on here, they say something about persisting to send frivolous correspondence will not continue to respond to it. Our lack of response to further correspondence does not in any way convey agreement or acceptance of the arguments advanced. It's almost like they're trying
right.
to proactive again.
They trying to default and get her into another contract, you know. Be like, no contract and just send it back.
Bet. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And, well, I got this case going, too. I think last time I talked to you, I told you they closed it out.
Uh-huh.
And what they did is they had it on the bay. They closed all the charges down. It was a felony. They waited a week and a half, and they refiled charges in the county court under the Enligus name.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I will put a motion to dismiss for double jeopardy.
Okay.
You understand? They closed the
court,
and now they charge you with the same shit. That's double jeopardy. I'm the same person.
Yeah. In a different venue, because one was in circuit court the first time, now it's in county court. Does that make a difference?
Right. It's the same case regarding
yep.
the same matter. That's double jeopardy.
Yeah, and even on the clerk website, it says the case is a link. The closed case is linked to the open county court case with a different name.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's unconstitutional.
Now, I had a couple of things I was unclear on just because I was carrying everything.
Mm-hmm.
On the entering evidence with the judicial notice. Do I need to attach what I'm asking to be noticed to the judicial notice or just put it in separately?
I always listen. Judicial notice of dot dot dot. See attachment dot dot dot. You see?
And just name it.
Name it and label then. Exhibit A, Exhibit B. This is what I want you to fucking take judicial notice of.
Got you, got you.
Hell yeah. Anything that can be proven must be proven.
Bet that up. Now does everything that's notarized need to be authenticated? On the county level?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that to make so that they make sure they know that this is a real notary.
Okay.
They can't even question it. It was done in proper form, you know?
Yeah. I'm hoping this motion dismiss is going to knock it out, though, because they got all kind of irregularities. They never served me with service on the county court case. Yeah. I just happened to find out about it by looking on the online.
Yeah, improper service, yeah. You're going to put all that shit. Go to Rule 12B of the Federal Rules Procedure and tell name all that shit they did wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else?
Let's see if I got something at home.
Y'all be trying to get everything in when you get me on the phone. After that.
My bad, guy. I really ain't got no idea, so we'll just try to take it. Oh,
you ain't trying to make some shit up like that, nigga. You ain't got nothing.
U.S. citizenship. One thing on the denial of U.S. citizenship. Do I need to send that off 3 times before I put it in the case, or can I just put it in the case?
Say again?
Do I need to send that off 3 times before I put it in the case? Get an administrative process?
Nah, you don't have to, but if you do, it's good too. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just put it in there and do the administrative process.
You know what I mean? I got you.
Yeah. Back that up. Appreciate it.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Hey, y'all. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me today. Doing consultation Wednesday, getting all them questions in. I said, man, got to at least let y'all get them questions in for sure because I ain't been getting on lately. But, I'll see y'all again Monday. You know what I mean? Peace to God. We out of here.